Rabbi said, "It's a very interesting Ramban. I wanted to share with you a Ramban, food for thought before Yom Kabbalah Satorah." Ramban says there is a separate mitzvah. It's nearly explicit in the pasuk that is a mitzvah zaseh deraisa, a positive mitzvah, a tying mitzvah is to remember maimat zechiras mitzrayim. Now the Rambam doesn't learn like that, but the Ramban learns leman tiskoy. You should remember the maimat the. How are we going to translate the maimet? The
standing.
The standing and the event, the occasion of Kabbalah Satorah, the receiving of the Torah, when all the Eden stood by Asina and received the Torah. That itself, that, I'm not talking about remembering the Torah. No. I'm talking about the Ramban says it's a separate mitzvah of remembering the maimet Kabbalah Satorah. Very interesting. One of the 613 mitzvahs, and no, it's not one of the shesh mitzvahs to me. Yes, no, it's one of the time mitzvahs to remember them. Of course, the question is, we don't have to remember the maimed of will be a comparison. There's no mitzvah to remember the day that we don't have a mitzvah to remember the day of Biasa Olam. Yeah, I know Biasa Olam may have been Rosh Hashanah, but there's no mitzvah to remember the creation of the world. There's no mitzvah.
I think Shabbos is that day, isn't it?
It's not
really. By celebrating Shabbos, we are agav that.
It's probably pretty agav. There's no. Why do we have to. There's a positive commandment to remember the Maimed Kabbalah Satorah. Why? Why is there a mitzvah to remember? I know it wasn't important. I understand it's important to remember. Yes, so it sounds like it's something like that. I want to add another point as well. That it's not good enough to just remember the Torah. Because we've got to remember this, the Torah, or the mitzvahs. We've got to remember that. But there was something about Kabbalah's Torah which was very, very frightening and scary. You know, it says that when the Yidden received the Torah, all the neshamas went out, woo! They all died. He was the neshamas went, whoa, it was too powerful event for normal physical beings to it was just too powerful for them, and people just literally fainted and died. It was a holy okay, it was a very special, very powerful. So that sense of fear, of trembling, of the nature going upside down, the fear, that's something which we've got to tremble a little bit about the Torah as well. That element of power, of kedusha, of trembling for the Torah. That's what we've got to remember that as well. That's why there's a mitzvah, a separate mitzvah to remember Kabbalah Satorah. Haboisai, we're going to be carrying on a little bit more about Hilchas Zechiras Zecha Lechorban. We're on Siman Tov Kuf Samach, and we're up to Siv Dalet. Well, have you any further thoughts about the singing, Haboisai? Any further thoughts about the singing? Music, the problem of music. Spoke about music yesterday. Pardon?
Very difficult.
Very difficult.
You said yesterday that only Osir if you're a. I don't know if we said that. Only Osir if you're a king who lives off music. Is that what we said?
Yeah, so the Ramah says there is it's true, there is a restriction of not listening to music. The Ramah says it's only somebody who is Rogil Bohem, somebody who is used to it, such as kings who stand up and go to sleep with music, as well as, pardon? Why are we different than the Melochim, who are defined by listening constantly to music?
Klei Shir, maybe not.
I don't listen to music every
day. When you get up and when you go to sleep. Also the Beveis HaMishteh, which is when there's food around, and that's not just royals, that's for anybody. When you're eating, certainly not. She's saying that we're not malach, we're not classified as malach. Yeah, the thing is that what the Ramah clearly means is that people who constantly listen to music.
Rabbi?
Don't know. Daily. So you're saying that somebody who only listens occasionally to music,
maybe
perhaps is more lenient.
Rabbi?
What does it try to, what's excluding?
Is excluding the odd occasion. The odd occasion. If somebody's not a royal, in those days, somebody's not a royal, And he's invited once for an orchestra, an opera. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. That's right, yeah. Good, yeah. Yeah, Stephen.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
I have a problem with that, because I thought you are meant to enjoy the world that Hashem created. You have other so-called religions where they shut themselves off completely from the world. I'm talking about...
It's a very valid question, Stephen. We spoke about that yesterday. It's a very valid question. I don't have a good answer.
We're not meant to do that. I thought we're not meant to do that.
It's a valid question.
So saying you can't listen to music, you're restricted. I mean, I know that we've got, you know, David isn't positive commandments, but we shouldn't be like these, I call it...
It's a valid question.
They go in seclusion... They don't really know what's going on, and they live in a monastery or whatever it is.
It's a very valid question, Stephen. I don't have a good answer for that. Gideon asked the question as well yesterday. I don't know the answer. How about somebody carry on? B'chein, Gozwal HaTorah Chasonim. Next restriction. Seif Dala teaches us. Gozwal HaTorah Chasonim, the crowns of Chasonim. Shalom Yechkal, any Chasson should not put on his crown. No, Rabbi Yisrael, when you were Chasonim, did you put on crowns? A crown. When you were chasn, during your chasn, you put on a crown?
Like a
crown? Crown?
No.
Well, you didn't. Well,
I don't remember.
Yeah, well, I also didn't. But, shelo yaniach chasn b'roish shum klil, no crowns and no similar items. Well, that's good, because you're not meant to put on crowns when you're chasn. Shenemar hosir ha-mitznefes ve'orim ha-toro, very extravagant head coverings. Are to be removed. Chasn, no. I know it's your chasn, I know it's a great day, but don't put on a crown. V'chein gozvel ha-toras ha-kala, and that's probably more common. The kala also is not to put on a her crown. Imishel kesef, it's made out of silver. This, Abba Osai, this is real. Chasanim generally don't put on golden crowns. Few of us put on.
Was that sort of common?
Yeah, they put on some
kayas.
Yes. Oh. Well, and the truth is that colors do put on colors. Every color will insist on putting on her. Exactly, the veil, yeah. So if it's made out of silver, imishel kesef, it is forbidden. Can't put it on. Aval shel gedil mutar lekala. If it's made out of material, it's okay. If it's made out of material, it's okay. And medavke chosn lekala, aval b'shar kol anoshim v'noshim lo igozu. So this issue with the crown and the kala's crown, that's only an issue with regards to chosn and kala. So if on a random Thursday you want to walk around with a crown because it's just boring on the tube. Whilst you're biking, you just want to put on a crown. So, if you just want to be, you want to make sure that, you know, yeah, you want people to, you want to get end up on the social media, kind of. People do anything nowadays. So, so that would be permitted. That's fine. So, Rabbi said, chosn and kala, not to put on crowns and similar, not the chosn and not the kala.
Oh, really?
Why? What do colors do? Very good. So now let's go to the kala. Let's talk about the kala. So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Avol shel kesef gedil mutar lekala." If it's made out of material, it's okay. But Shimon Tzivkot Yud Chesel says, "Avol shel gedil mutar lekala." Kedei shel inavlo. Colors, a kala. We want to make sure that she looks like a kala, and therefore we are allowing her to put on some equivalent. Yes, don't put a silver one. Silver is not referring to the color. Silver is referring to the material.
So you can have
Moreover, one second. So if it's pure silver, you can't. But furthermore, what happens if it's mainly made out of material? This is what happens if you've got a material made, but you add some precious stones in it. Bit of gold, a bit of silver stones, jewelry on it. Is that okay or not? So he says that's fine. You can't be purely made out of silver. And v'chayom en mashkichim baze v'olam akilim baze. As Rabbi Feingold says, the common meaning is to be leaning with that. Colors will put on silver or gold or precious stones or similar on their color veils. And he said, that's okay. That's okay. And he adds off, I'm skipping a couple of lines, which means literally a crown, which made out of gold and silver looking. So if it's primarily made out of that, it's a problem. But if it's material and you add some stones, it's okay. And as our Feingold says, this is the custom.
What's meshi?
Meshi is silk. Yeah.
Is this stuff on the day of the chasna, or is it the whole of the shiva imayimishtei?
I think it's talking about the chasna. I think that's not the whole week. Whole week they carry on wearing it. Where are you reading? Yeah. Alright. Okay. Habay said that's that. Okay, so. Yeah. Okay, we carry on with Seif. Hey. Interesting one, a very interesting one. Also, La Adam, the final Seif in Simon Tovkuf Samach, top of page 74. Also, La Adam, Shemalev Pivs, Choyk Boylam, as a person may not. How are we going to translate this? Sheimale Piv. Schoik boilamazeh. How are we going to translate this?
Frivolity.
Literally what it means is sheimale, he should fill his mouth with laughter, with exceeding laughter. In this world, no. This world is not a laughable matter. Exactly. Pure simcha and unrestricted joy. Unrestricted joy and happiness, that's for the next world. In this world, sorry, it's not going to happen. There's always going to be problems. True or not true? If it's not this problem, then it's going to be that problem. If it's not that problem, it's going to be... It's always going to be. That's the reality of life. And it's very reassuring to know that's how it works, this world. It's just, that's the Matthias, that's the reality. Next world, that will be good. See, Mishnebuzikotnchov says, Osn lemalois pips choik. Shasimcha yisei mishkacha mitzvahs. If you're too happy, and it's just life of luxury, shouldn't say luxury, life of frivolity, you're going to forget mitzvahs. Ein betazu prishet afilu besimcha shal mitzvahkun b'chasna v'purim lo yimale pips choik. You know, even if you've got the Tazna Prisha says, even if it's a Simcha Shal Mitzvah, Chasna Purim, even then it can't be unrestricted joy. Keep your balance. Keep your balance. They say a joke, not a very nice joke, but they say a joke that you know, the Yekkers, well, it's true in all the Ashkenazi shuls, but you know, on Purim you do quite a lot of by the Megillas Esther, there's quite a lot of Psukim that you say in Tisha B'Av tune. You say that as well. Some tunes, some psukim have got a tune of Tisha B'Av. How do you read Kelim V'Chelim Sholim, or what else? No, the tune is straight. So fine, so they say that, you know, it's kind of a poem, Simcha, say, yeah, but if you wouldn't do a bit of Tisha B'Av, then it would be, you know, it would be hoidelus. So you've got a little bit of Tisha B'Av on Purim as well. So while it's a bit of a joke, but the reality is that one has to know always a bit of a hashemale is pibs choyik ba'olam. Ain't lemale. There has to be a limit to everything. Okay, Rabbi said these are the halachas. What are your thoughts on this Simon Tov Kuf Samach? Zlas v'zeich lachorban. So we've learned the amal amal. We have learned not to have all the silver out, not to have all the jewelry out. We have learned not the music. We have learned the crowns, chosn and colors. And finally, limale pibs choyk lemazeh. What are your thoughts on this, Abba Yisai?
Some of it is more widely
accepted than others, yeah. Yeah. Some of it is certainly more widely accepted than others. Yeah, it's quite hard. Yeah. Okay. Simon Tovkuf Samach Aleph Rabbi said we carry on now with Dina Roy Ori Yehuda Yerushalayim Mikdash V'Churban, and that's certainly again an area of halacha which is I feel it's very neglected. Rabbi, this is the halachas. If somebody goes to Eretz Yisrael, goes to Yerushalayim, and goes to the coastal, he has to what? He has to kiyah. Now, does everybody do that? Pardon? You go on Friday. You do on Friday, and then you don't tear. Is there any point of the halacha is, if you go to Mokem HaMikdash, you tear. You tear, you've got to tear. When do you tear? How do you tear? What do you tear? Do you need to tear? Who needs to tear? Where do you tear? When you reach what point do you tear? It's complicated halachas, important halachas, which is relevant to anybody who goes to Eretz Yisrael. And it's also relevant to Yidden who live in Eretz Yisrael. I was very busy with him, and I lived in Eretz Yisrael. The people at Sol, living at Sol, you go every now and then, you go to the coastal. Do you have to tag here every time you go to the coastal? So that will be discussed via Be'ezer Hashem. Let's have a bit of a start. You will notice by the title of the halacha that it's talking about tearing like you tear for. It's not only when you reach the Mokam HaMikdash, the coastal, also where do you tear? Haroye, Ore Yehuda, the cities of Yehuda, Yerushalayim, when you see Yerushalayim, Ve'amikdash, and the place of the Mikdash, that's when you've got a tear. So that's in what Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Aleph. Haroye, Ore Yehuda, somebody sees the city of Yehuda. Where's Yehuda? Yehuda Veshamon, where is Yehuda? Ore Yehuda, where is that?
In the West Bank.
West Bank?
Isn't it?
Is it West Bank?
Shomron.
Yehuda.
You don't say it's West Bank.
Yehuda Bechulbanon destroyed the cities in the Yehuda area. When Yehuda Bechulbanon being destroyed, Oime, he says, Ore Kotshecha, the cities of your heiliger places, Hoyu Midbar, were a desert, were desolate. Ve'kayra, and he tears. Ve'enuchav likroya, you only tear. Elok shemagia samochlaim, when you reach the areas which is near Yerushalayim, k'moi, such as minat tzoifim liYerushalayim, from tzoifim liYerushalayim. Tzoifim is what is what we call nowadays Hara Tzoifim, which is the area around Yerushalayim, which is called Yehuda. So that's where you tear. Now, by say. We have an explicit halacha in Ramah that when you reach Har Tzoifim, when you reach Ore Yehuda, you do tear. We're going to see later what you've tear, what you tear. Now let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. So if Kana Aleph tells us Ore Yehuda, it's tafkin in the Yehuda area, v'loy Ore Yisrael. So when you see a destroyed in the Yisrael area of Eretz Yisrael, so that's like beyond Yehuda, you don't tear there. V'loy chashiv kolkach gedolah is important. That's an important Mishnah Berurah. Even if there are Yidden living there, don't tell me, oh, there's Yidden living there. No, it doesn't make a difference. Since the Ishmaelim, in other words, the Ishmaelim, our cousins, the Arabs, they also live there. Moshlim aleihem, they rule over it. It's considered Bechor. But we know if the Ishmaelim, as long as the Ishmaelim have got some sort of well, they can throw rocks, and they can throw
fireworks,
and they can. So therefore, as long as the Ishmaelim have a certain power and a certain presence, yes, you can make the bracha, or you can. You're not the bracha. You can. You should take here when you reach Orei Yehuda. Chevron, yeah. Now, Rabbi Yisai, there is an important. I'm going to finish off with this point over here. The poskim say we do not know exactly the minigay, the Remichel Tekuchinsky, who wrote down the minigay itself. He said, since we do not know exactly what Ore Yehuda are, what exactly are the cities around Yerushalayim which qualify as Ore Yehuda? We said Ore Yisrael, you don't tear. Ore Yehuda, you do tear. Since we do not know exactly what those places were, the accepted minig is that we don't tear here for Ore Yehuda. And that is the truth. So as you when you land in Ben Gurion, and then you drive, either you take the shirut, or you take the taxi, or you take the train. It's very brilliant. I strongly recommend take the train. It's the quickest. The train is very convenient. You take the train. It's the quickest and the cheapest, by the way. You see the mountains around. Entering Yerushalayim, you see the mountains, which probably qualifies as Ali Yehuda, but since we don't know exactly what qualifies, you don't tear at that stage yet. You don't tear. It's probably one of those areas, but you don't tear yet. You're going to tear only when it comes to Mokam HaMikdash, which we're going to talk about Be'ezah Hashem Yisbarach Shemoy tomorrow. Okay, fine. So more details on this important halachas tomorrow.
Be'ezah Hashem.